Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the Journey of You. Welcome to the Journey of You, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone.
Welcome, Journey of You family. I am so excited today to introduce you to James, who is an ambassador coach. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. And Miriam Foster, who is a RAIN ambassador. Both of them are going to talk to you today just about the importance of a woman and self-care. When I first met James, I had no idea about what I was actually putting in my body. And I feel like everyone out here needs to know. So I'd love to hand it over to you, James and Miriam. Tell us a little bit about you and let's dive in to learn more.
Okay. Hi, James Smith, awareness coach with RAIN Premium Sanitary Napkins. This is a mission and a ministry for me. Our ministry is called justiceformyjewel.org, JFMJ.org. A lot of times our women are unaware of some of the harmful nature of the products that they're using in and on their body. And they do not realize the industry has created a lot of these products to cause harm to our women so that their automatic solution to some of the feminine challenges is pharmaceutical drugs. So when I was talking to Tanya, I told her there's a site called womensvoices.org that was put together by a caring group of nonprofit women who go into and address the hundreds of toxins and carcinogens that are in those products. Now, what most women will say is, oh, I'm not dealing with any of those challenges. I'm past my cycle. And I'll say, well, you may be past your cycle, but you now may be into that phase of hot flashes. Dr. John Littman and I went to Tuskegee and did a group with over 200 women of color. And over 70% of those women, after the hot flashes, were dealing with fibroids and endometriosis. If a woman has those products in her body and she never detoxes, what happens is it leads to fibroids and endometriosis. Then last but not least, tampons are the number one cause of toxic shock. Even the FDA had to put on the packages, tampons are the number one cause of toxic shock. We met with Sasha Adi, who's the director appointed by Congressman David Scott at Georgia Tech, and she's over the Polycystic Ovarian Syndrome Challenge. I had no idea what that was, but Miriam explained it to me. She used little terms and broke it down, and it took me a while, but Miriam is my expert. Also, Miriam was one of my very first customers. My wife and I were out at DeKalb Farmers Market minding our own business, and Miriam bumped me with her buggy and said, I could tell that you were trying to talk to me. And I said, well, I just wanted to share one of my cards. And so I had my Pique the Interest card. And I said, Miriam, are you dealing with any of these challenges? And my wife pinched me and she said, James, that's a little personal. I said, I know, but I'm distracting her with the card. And so Miriam gave me an answer that blew me away and she became my first customer. And so I'm going to shift over to Miriam and let her tell her side of the story, which sometimes she recollects just a little bit different. But Miriam Foster?
Oh, God, I thank God for this young man over here. His bravery saved me. At the time that I met this young man at the farmer's market, And we just kept circling around the same aisles together and bumping into each other. So I kind of figured he had something to say. So I'm a realtor by trade. So I was like, okay, well, let me at least ease this for him. I'm going to hand him one of my business cards and we can just exchange information.
That's right. Okay.
And I'm glad I did. Prior to me meeting James, once again, I said I was a realtor. So I was in the street 24/7 serving my clients. And I had a health issue that really just scared me because it was out of the blue. There was literally no warning. I had no clue what was causing it and what was happening. But my cycle, which was normally 7 days, jumped to 18 days the first month. And it was 18 days of extremely heavy hemorrhaging, which is the best way I can describe it. And it wasn't just, hemorrhaging. I had never had really cramps throughout my cycle. It was very painful cramps. I was also, and I'm just going to be transparent, honest, I was having chafing, itching, rashes, all kinds of new junk that had never happened before in the years that I had been using sanitary products or just having my cycle. And the next month, it went from 18 days to almost 20 days. And then the next month, by the 90th day, it was almost a whole month. So you can imagine the havoc that would pull on your business, being able to leave your house. We're not even going to talk about what that's going to do to your relationship. But it caused a host of issues. So at this point, I did go to see my doctor because, they tell Black women all the time, as you get older, you're going to get fibroids. We get the biggest fibroids in the world. You're going to have heavy hemorrhaging as you get older, blah, blah, blah. So I went to the doctors to see if any of this was true because I've been told that. Let's see what's going on. I'm a practical person. So went to the doctor, was checked out, ultrasound. They even checked my blood. They found absolutely no reason for me to be hemorrhaging, which was even scarier. So I didn't have any fibroids because to the level of bleeding I was having, I would have had to have fibroids that were pretty big, like maybe softball size or golf ball size, but they would have to be substantial. No such animal. And I chemically, there was nothing going on in my body. So I was perfectly healthy according to them, outside of being anemic, like really anemic, like borderline IV anemic. And they couldn't figure out why I was doing all this hemorrhaging. So they literally sent me home. They didn't even give me anything for the hemorrhaging. So, I mean, for the anemia, I had to self-medicate with iron, which is another issue on topic on all different thing on how they treat Black folks in healthcare. So came home. I started talking to my daughters because I wanted to know if I was having the problem, was any of them having the problem? So my daughters at that point, because I'd never really talked to them about periods, women, that's some kind of taboo topic that we tell our kids about, but we don't dig into it, And so I said, well, let me ask them. And they told me, well, Mom, we're having the same issue. One daughter was hemorrhaging, having a heavier period for a longer period of time. She was also suffering from allergic reactions, the same thing I was having, chafing, itching, rashes, knots, that kind of thing. And the baby daughter's period had pretty much gone away. So she was having very seldomly getting a period at all. And when she did, it was crampy and heavy. And it all started around the same time. So that's what got me wondering. The only thing we had in common, because one was a vegan, one was a paleo, what do you call it? The folks that eat just fish and veggies or whatnot,
Pescatarian,
vegetarian.
I think.
Pescatarian. I
Presbyterian.
was about to say something different.
Presbyterian.
But so the only thing we had in common was the pads that I was bringing into the house. And so I asked him, I said, what do you think is the pads? Because, my kids, young people into that Google. And they told me, Mom, we really think it's the pads. We should go all natural and make our own pads. I'm a realtor. I'm in the street all the day long. I don't trust something I made with that level of hemorrhaging. I'm just saying.
Understood.
So when I heard that, I was like, okay, if this is the case, I have a problem. We have a problem. And so I started praying for an answer. And I said, God, there's got to be a way to solve this. I don't want a hysterectomy, but I do have to go to work. And that's when I met Mr. James and he shared the card with me. Now, initially, I didn't go home and read the card. But James, being the tenacious person that he is, called me to see how I was doing a lot.
Often.
He cared. I'm gonna say that he cared. And if somebody doesn't care, if they're in it just for the money, they're not gonna connect back with you. But he continued to connect with me. And initially I wouldn't pick up because I knew I hadn't did what he told me to do, which was watch the videos. Yes. So eventually I did watch the videos and I was like, oh man, this literally explains everything. And then I sat my daughters down who happened to have their friends there. So it was like a big viewing party of this video. And we all just kind of had the light kind of came on for all of us. And I met with Mr. James and I got some product for the first time. And he'll tell you the first time we met, I did it at a public place because this is the world we live in today. Yes,
right next to the police station.
So I finally got some product from him. At the time I got the product, I was 7 days into a 20-something plus day cycle, which the first 7 to 10 days is super, super heavy. I was going through packs, big packs of pads. And I'm going to be honest, it wasn't just pads. It was so bad, I had to use tampons and pads. Nothing was working. So when he came and gave me the pads, he thought I was being rude because I wouldn't get out the car and join him for tea. But the real reason was I had had an accident for the first time since I was a teenager. Okay. First time when I was a teenager was my first time having my cycle, and I fixed it from there on, right?
And Miriam said, let me not interrupt. We're sitting in the middle of a hot, hot day at the Waffle House. See, when she's going to pick up these pads the next time, it's got to be another public place. So I said, ma'am, I know it is hot. You're starting to sweat. Can I get you a glass of iced tea or anything? And she says, no, I've had an accident. Now, since she was one of my first customers, I start walking around her vehicle to see if there's a dent in the door where she can't get out. And she's looking at me like, how slow are you? I'm talking about what you do. And then finally I said, oh, I got it. Let me go in and get you a cup of iced tea and I'll bring it back out.
So
I turned and gave it to her and instantly exit stays left. She was gone. Truck, everything disappeared.
I drove off because, and it wasn't to be rude, but my accident was getting worse, right? So I hear you. This is what you're doing.
Gotta go. Exit stays
left. What I need you to do. Need a patch. So I end up getting the pads from him. I went to somewhere, cleaned myself up because I had to travel with clothes, you know, because I knew this was going to happen. So change and got back out in the street doing my real estate thing. Well, I went into a full blown panic for real because it had been 4 hours and I hadn't checked my product. Normally, I remember packs and packs and packs, right? Yeah. And when I finally did check my product, I realized this thing was taking a licking and keeping on ticking. So it was absorbing very well, pulling the wetness and the moisture away from me to the point where normally, if I feel the wetness, I got to get up and change, right? We've all been there. But for me, I didn't feel anything. So like the surface was even dry. I'm like, man, this is good. Beating myself up mentally because I didn't listen to him earlier. So I went ahead and I had one pad on for the whole day. Like from the time he gave it to me to the time I went to bed. In the course of 3 days, I used 2, 4, 6 pads, one in the morning, one at night, one in the morning, one at night. So about the third day, my period completely dried up, which was exciting. Like there was nothing left.
Yeah.
But I'm from the old school way of thinking. So my mom was like, okay, even though your period's over and it's, you know, the first couple of days after your period, you got to wear a panty liner. So we didn't know what we know now. Even the panty liners have those toxins in it. So I put on a store-bought panty liner because I didn't want to use the good stuff he gave me. It was being cheap. I wanted to save it. So I put on a sober panty liner and within 30 minutes, I started hemorrhaging again.
No way.
Dead serious. Wow. Scared me to pieces. And at that junction, I realized everything he said was right and there had to be more to it. So I became a RAIN ambassador to dig in and really find out what is this that's causing all these issues and problems. It had to be more than what he was saying, nothing against what he was teaching me. But as a woman, I wanted to really dig in and find out what else issues could it be causing. I found out so much unhealthy information. I was ticked off for months after finding out the level of greed that these companies have, that you would sell something to a woman that would hurt her and potentially cause her to unable to have children and a host of other medical issues, not to include PMS.
Yeah.
Yes, yeast, that comes from the chemicals in those products for the most part. Yes, for me, when I use the pad, like I said, when I put on our pad again, the hemorrhaging stopped and never came back. And after that, my period went from 20 days to 4. And so it went back to normal. My health came back, even the color of, I'm gonna be honest, y'all. The color of my discharge changed from brown and just lots of heavy clots, none of that, bright red until it dries up. Like at the beginning, it is brown, and at the end, it is brown, but it shouldn't be that way the whole way. And you definitely shouldn't see a whole bunch of clots like that unless something's going on. So it got really good for me. I had started having like hot flashes, those went away. The mood swings definitely went away. The cramps disappeared altogether. And so it just became another day, right? It can't, you, what do you say, James? It comes, it goes, it flows.
It comes, it flows, it goes.
Yeah.
But
So
what
that's
she's not telling you is that her husband called me after the fourth month and said, you know, when you're talking 21 days with 3 days of PMS and before and 3 days of PMS and after, so 21, 22, 24, 26, 27, February, I'm sleeping in the doghouse. Now, oh, Merriam and Emmett take a honeymoon at least twice a month. They call it going fishing, but they never take a pole. They call it going on a vacation to the Airbnb, but you can't reach them by phone or cell phone. But I'm so proud and happy of them. Like
And
she's getting younger.
I, and that's my thing. When you're a teenager, you're getting older because you're excited about getting older because you don't understand the responsibilities of getting older. But when you become an adult woman, you realize that, and now you're getting younger. Okay. So, yeah. So yeah, that was kind of my story. It allowed me to go back to work the way I wanted to, ease things for me. And I did do my research to discover that the main chemical that's in a lot of these products is called dioxin. And you can do your own independent study on that. But it literally causes a host of issues to include the recent one I found out was hair loss. Yeah.
Wow.
Hair loss, PMS, fibroids, cramping, itching. The allergic reaction is a result
And when
of
you
the.
go to that website,
Go ahead.
when you go to that website, womensvoices.org, it talks about acetone, like you clean your fingernail off the fingernail polish. Yeah. Styrene, ethylene, polypropylene, the latex from the gloves, all of that's over a list of 160 toxic chemicals that were added to the products. Now think about cotton. We can't use the word organic because organic means you have to find soil that has never been fertilized, pesticide. There was no nuclear bomb going off or anything. Almost like you got to find the Garden of Eden. You have to
Amen.
plant the cotton seed and then harvest it after 7 years. And then that seed can be called an organic seed that you can use. And I talked to a lady, we opened up a health food store yesterday, and she says, I know what the FDA and everybody says organic is. Are your pads organic? I said, no, ma'am, they're not. They're all natural, plant-based. They don't have any toxins, any chemicals. They don't have any perfumes, any dyes. They're 100% all natural.
I love that. I love that. What happened, Miriam, even with your daughters? Because if it made that change for you, like what happened with them as well?
Well, my oldest daughter, and this is also a true story, prior to discovering James, and you know, God will answer prayers. But prior to that moment, my daughter had an incident months before I God introduced me to him. And my daughter had a knot in her walls that was the size of a golf ball. So when she finally went to the doctors about it, they sent her home with penicillin. Okay. She should have been, they should have lanced that and did a test to see what fluid was in it. But instead, they sent her home with penicillin for an obvious situation that had gotten extremely bad. So my daughter came home. I went upstairs and went to bed. And the next morning, my daughter was like to me, she said to me, she said, Mom, well, I made my peace with God. Now you have my attention. Because usually when people say that, it's because they think they're going to die or they know they're going to die. In my experience anyway. And so I said, why are we going here? And she was like, well, last night I'm pretty certain that I was dying. She said, I took the medication like they told me to take the medication, she said, and all of a sudden, my body began to be paralyzed from the legs. It slowly climbed up the legs until she said, I guess I got to a point where I just fell asleep. And in actuality, that's when she passed out. So they did take a sample of the fluid, but they let her go home. So while we were having our conversation about whatever near-death experience my daughter had experienced, we get a phone call from the hospital or the clinic saying, well, your daughter needs to come back in stat because we found a staph infection, toxic shock syndrome. So whatever it is, it's advanced. She needs to come in right away so we can attempt to start to deal with it. We found it in her blood. We found it, of course, from the sample that we did take. So we need her to come in so we can begin treatment. Well, at this juncture, my daughter was like, Mom, I feel fine. She said, I'm not going in because they didn't care then. Why should they care now? I said, baby, you need to go in so they can see that what see what they have done to you. And this is nobody but God, but I got to give the testimony. When she went into the hospital, they did not find they did not find the knot on her walls. They found evidence that it used to be there. Because it shrunk, but it's still there was evidence that it was there. They also did not find the T toxic shock syndrome in her blood, which, by the way, is a miracle. Because normally, when you get that disease or you get that toxic shock syndrome in your blood, it stays in your blood. It can stay in there for life. So
Really?
it's a bacteria that they will always find it in your blood. There's no way that that cyst, as big as it was, would have disappeared in 24 hours. It would have had to have been lanced, cleansed, and treated. That was nobody but God.
Yeah,
And
that's good.
for her life being spared and everything that she was going through, when we finally got her on the pads, of course, she was also suffering from BV. And they said it was going to be chronic. That means for the rest of her life, she was going to have to deal with bacterial vaginosis. And it went away. After being on the product for a couple of months, the BV went away for her, the baby daughter's period started coming back. It wasn't a lengthy period initially, but at least she was having a period once a month. We discovered that she did have a mild case of polycystic ovarian syndrome because they do come in degrees. That polycystic ovarian syndrome can be minor to severe. And so she did have that, and she did find some herbs that she can take to balance her hormones to help out as well. But before the herbs, she was just using the pads. And she was able to have a period, even if it was a small one, every single month. And then the aroma that she had been dealing with went away. And so we were all really, really happy with the product and still are. We have nightmares that we run out. And I'm contemplating how much the ticket costs to get to China to get these made.
And Miriam's husband Emmett is a mechanic that has a shop. And what's amazing is he has loved the change and the enthusiasm and the passion in Miriam so much. He has a shrine in his office where he has her piqued interest cards, he has samples, he has the pads. And Miriam and I were laughing one day because a young lady tells her girlfriend, I got to go to see the mechanic so I can get some pads. And the girlfriend is like, what is he changing your brakes? But I thought you had your brakes changed last week. Oh, no, sanitary napkin pads. She says, wait a minute. I don't get it. What are you talking about? So she takes her in, and Emmett has been as passionate, as vocal, as excited about what these pads are doing for women. I guess because he had the best testimony of all from his wife and his daughters. But also, we had, as a company, we had not heard anything about dioxin. We had not known about the metabolic waste until Miriam's situation when she said, my cycle completely stopped using the product and went back to normal. And then I took the panty liners and I was going to wear my store-bought. And then it came back full. I was like, Miriam, oh, you know what? We're going to say your cup runneth over. So your cup is full of dioxin to the point that the very next exposure caused it to overflow. And as a company, FDA, website, everywhere we went to look up dioxin, it really didn't get into that deep of study or talk about it. It was an anomaly. The other thing is Miriam is the person that we credit with the panty liners with wings. We were going door to door, store to store, trying to get them to carry these products on their shelves. And one lady over in Jones Riverdale, she owns a drugstore, and she said, well, my daughter tried the moderate, but they're a little too wide for her, and they roll up, and they need to be longer. So Marion went to the company, and she put in our support site. We need a product that's a little narrower for smaller frame girls, and they came up with this product. Last but not least, they came up with a little long thong liner. And it's not necessarily for women that want to wear a thong out on the beach or just be exposing that, all that, you know. But what it is for is one of the things that our CEO and our COO, Kiana Crump, noticed, a lot of women were getting pregnant. They're using the pads during their delivery, but carrying the baby, they were saying the elastic band in those big cotton granny panties was cutting into their stomach liner, the stomach. And so it was hurting them and the baby. So now with the little long thong liner, they can wear it still, and it'd be very productive. Last but not least was a comment. Each one of our products has a graphene strip. It's a pink strip. Graphene has a lot of amazing properties. As Miriam was mentioned, odor. It removes 99.99% of the bacteria from a woman's body, which Miriam always says, a lot of the store-bought products cause you to be a walk-in petri dish, right? They're using you to experiment on it. Well, this removes that. It moves heat away from the core. It helps to detox all those metabolic waste and chemicals out of a woman's body. And we don't want to oversell it, and we don't make medical claims, but we have thousands of testimonies that say, after using the product, this has really radically changed my cycle. Including yours, Tanya, I was blown away when I got an email from you. And if you want to tell your testimony.
Absolutely. So just like you, Miriam, I did the tampon and the pad every time because it was like it was flowing so heavy. I didn't have a choice but to use both so that I wouldn't keep having accidents. And so I did the same thing. And mine was usually 7 days. And I mean, day two through six was usually heavy, heavy, heavy like crazy. And I cramped really bad. Same thing with my daughter. She was very heavy and constantly cramping, so much so that she'd be like, Mom, I need a Midol. Mom, I need a Tylenol. And so I was constantly having to keep that for her because she was always having cramps. Well, then we met James in January, and we were able to get the moderate and the heavy flow. And then we had the panty liners. My daughter started using the panty liners, and then we both used the moderate and heavy flow. No joke. February came. Neither one of us had cramps like we normally do. And she cramped, I think, maybe a little bit like that first day. And then after that, it was just like the normal flow. Same with you, maybe two, three total that we used, you know, within each day period. It was much better. And mine went from 7 days, I'm down to 3 days right now. And no cramping. And of course, I don't have to also use a tampon. It's just I used the moderate and then the heavy. And then I went back to the moderate. And it was like, there's no way this worked this fast. But I was like, I got to call Jane. We got to tell everybody about this. It really does work.
Your testimony was so powerful. I shared it on our Teamwork Makes Our Dream Work Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to our CEO, Mr. Damon Crump and Kiana Crump, and said, here's somebody who is so grateful for your taking time to create a product that has been so beneficial to our women. So he wanted me to express his thanks to you for using the product and your testimony.
I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. I'm like, everybody needs to know about this because, again, I just didn't know until you told me. And then even just looking up the research and going, because, you know, study to show yourself approved, I went to go and study it myself. And I was like, this is crazy. How do we not know this already? How have we been blinded by this all this time? So I definitely appreciate both of you telling us about it. For those who are interested and they do want to start purchasing the product to even test it out for themselves, how can they do that?
Mary?
Well, if you'll share the website, happy-periods.com, then you can go onto the website. You can see the different types of pads and panty liners that we offer. You can place your first order. You can do it as a guest, or once you love it, you can come back and do it as a consistent customer. We do auto ship and we will memberships. So you can actually have your product come to your house at the time that you need it without having to go to the grocery store or the store, period. And you won't have to concern yourself with when is it coming or how. So it's automatically shipped when you want it to. And you can try the product out for yourself to see, what are the healthy benefits? How's this working for me yourself?
Are there any specific ones that you would tell anybody to start out with? Because I know you have the panty liners and then you've got the moderate and the heavy flow, and I think they're super heavy flow. What's kind of how, where do they start?
Well, it just depends on your level of comfort. Like some women, they like the super heavies, and those are the really long ones. I call them my big boys. They're real, real long. And for a lot of women, they like it from the front to the back because their experience is that's their leakage. That's the issues they've been having, and they feel more comfortable. So the overnights is the longest. That's the black pack. Then you have the purple pack, which is the heavy flow. The pink pack is moderate. The green pack is your panty liners. And the white pack is the like really moderate. So it's a smaller panty liner, but it has the absorption of a pad. Whereas the green one is just a panty liner. You can use the white one if you are still using tampons and or if you have a very light period. Because sometimes birth control can make your period really light. So the white pack will work. It's all about placement, ladies, because that is a small pad. But it does have the same absorption as the rest of the pads, unlike the green pack. For me, I got the panty liners, I got the moderate flow and the heavy flow. So the panty liners was used 7 days prior to my period to control the cramping and to prepare me for my period. And I still do that. And then the moderates are used the first day because it's not too heavy. The second day, I use the heavies and I may wear one pad to two pads a day. So it's going to depend on you. And of course, when you're buying the pads for the first time, if you have an issue like myself and this young lady, then you may feel more comfortable buying more packs so that you can see how's your body actually going to react to it, right? Is it going to be quickly, a couple of days, you get to see some relief from that heavy bleeding, or do you need more product till your body gets used to this all natural approach versus the ones with all the chemical makeup? You know what I'm saying? So I would recommend at least the panty liners and the heavies and the overnights. Okay. I'm sorry, the panty liners, the moderates, and the heavy. If you like them long, then you can do the overnights.
Also, one of the things we want to approach and address with women, what my mother passed on to was passed on by her grandmother to her mother to daughter. Many times women have hid behind, oh, this is a taboo subject, and so we don't want to discuss it. And that's how the industry of feminine health and hygiene has a $63 billion a year sales in the United States. But then again, because they're programming our women with this being taboo, their solution to the challenges is $7 trillion in pharmaceutical sales. And the word pharmacy in Greek is pharmakia, which leads to witchcraft, mind control, manipulation. All of those prescription drugs are called Class C or controlled substances. They're controlled substances because it will control you. And so the industry is really being hypocritical. There's a new drug called Myfembree. And it's these, if you go down to Feminine Health and Hygiene aisle in your local grocery store, you will see that most of the products are targeted to women of color and their daughters. So there's always a picture of a more mature Black woman and her daughter. Myfembree in their commercial says, for women who may be dealing with fibroids, basically, this product is not going to help you, but we make good money on our margin. So you'd use it, pass it to your daughter, maybe your granddaughter will use it. Feminine health and hygiene starts between the ears in the mind. Miriam always carries around her water bottle, and now I've sort of copied it by association. I drink that every day with my lemon and lime to help regulate. Now I don't have to regulate my estrogen and hormones. There we go, birds of a feather. I don't have to worry about regulating estrogen and hormones, but I do want to detox metabolic waste. So what you put in your body, you are what you eat or what you drink. So first of all, I'm detoxing. Then I got off the dairy, I got off the pork. Pork, they don't have any sweat glands in the skin. So whatever they eat goes into you. Okay. Number two, what you drink and hydration is important. Your brain is like 92% water. And so a lot of times I had migraine headaches and whatever, It's hard to tell. I have hardly had a headache since I've been drinking water. The dairy is the number one cause of inflammation. Inflammation leads to pain. Pain is what's causing so many challenges for our women, not just menstrual, but also everything that our men and women are dealing with comes from pain. So if you detox, if you hydrate, you will notice that you have basically decreased those metabolic waste in your system that leads to a lot of the challenges. So it's, even though the pads are great, they're not magic. You have to change your lifestyle.
Yes. And start educating yourself on what you're putting in and on your body, because all of it has an impact on your health. And so the more you know, the more you can grow. And dear ladies, please share this with the women in your life that you love and care about. If you like to share news and you like to gossip or you just like some good tea, okay, make this that good tea that you just spread everywhere. Okay, share it, because the same experience you have, somebody else could be suffering, and this could be a blessing to them. This young man was a blessing to me because I chose to listen, but at least he opened his mouth and spoke to me, right? We're women. We talk to each other all the time. Why aren't we sharing about these things? This is the kind of stuff that's going to help us to feel better in our bodies and be better moms and just better people, you know? So please use it and share it. If you got daughters in your house, if you're going to sample it, get one for them to sample too. There ain't nothing in it, so it's gonna work. If it's healthy for you and you're gonna feel good in your body with it, get some and take care of them too.
Absolutely.
Not only that,
Absolutely.
there's over 600,000 hysterectomies performed in the United States every year, and over 70% happen to women of color. I approach a lot of women and I distract the conversation so they don't say it's taboo. I give them my card. Do you or anybody you know suffer with any of these challenges? I'm on my third case of 5,000 cards since last year. Here's what's amazing. Just because you don't have a cycle, I'm out of the woods. I don't deal with that anymore. But the other challenges, like the hot flashes, like the Miriam said, chafing, rash, and itching, bacterial vaginosis, yeast infection. If you don't detox, it stays in your body. And that dioxin builds up, stays in your bloodstream for 7 to 10 years.
A recurrence.
So I ask a lot of women, do you eat off of dirty dishes? And they go, no. I said, use that same theory, detox. And my mother told my sisters, wash as high as possible, wash as low as possible, and wash possible as needed. I am my sister's keeper. There's nothing else, Tanya or Miriam, that I could have shared with you ladies that would get you to say, wow, he helped to introduce us to a change. But with this, it's my ministry, my mission. Every woman I meet, I keep these in my hip pocket, I whip them out. I was in Macon on Saturday, and we were doing a seminar. And a young lady walked in, and I walked up and said, Miss, ma'am, have you heard of Rain Sanitizer? And I whipped out and gave her my card. She says, oh, I remember that motion. I met you a year ago in Stockbridge at the Kroger's at Publix. Remember, my name is Angel. I said, well, you've changed in a year a little bit. And I didn't quite remember you. She said, I remember you. And so, boom, last comment. A lot, Miriam mentioned that we will deliver these straight to your house. Can I tell you that during COVID, a lot of stores shut down. A lot of people's supply chains was not able to provide some of the most basic of things. Rain sanitary napkins tripled in our size and our production during COVID. So many women were so like grateful that, hey, boom, on the 1st, the 15th, or the 28th of every month, I can have an auto ship coming into my house. We didn't miss a step, never back order, never behind. Last but not least, we work as a team with a lot of women's organizations, nonprofits, schools. We have a nonprofit fundraiser that is free to your organization as a nonprofit. We set you up with a link. So whatever, like the journey of you could be jewel premium sanitary napkins dot the journey of you. You publish that site, and when women go to that site, they have a choice of ordering for $6 a pack or for $10 a pack. If it's $6, you get $1 mailed out to you per pack of pads at the end of every month. If it's $10, then you get $3 mailed to your nonprofit. And whoever the distributor is that enrolled you makes $2. So we have doing the, there was a hurricane that hit the Bahamas. Our team, as a company, it funded over $675,000 worth of pads. We have sent pads to Kenya, to Nigeria, to Ghana, Dubai. We're open now in Jamaica. Our goal is to be a $1 billion company in the next several years. And what's happening is we are now launched in Canada. We're launching in Brazil. We're launching in Trinidad. We're launching in Nigeria, Liberia, Ghana, Kenya. Anywhere there's a woman who may be suffering. May is Menstrual Health and Hygiene Month internationally. May 28th is End Period Poverty Day. And we have geared up. I'm already booking events, podcasts, things for that. But don't wait till May. The seeds you plant in March will be nurtured by April showers that will bring May flowers. So I'm
True.
saying the seeds you don't plant cannot grow. And what my goal, my ministry is to reduce that number of 600,000 women. If it have to do it by myself, I just have to order some more cards. But Miriam and I just introduced this business to 10 young ladies this week, and we spent the morning ordering piqued the interest cards for them. And we're willing to meet anybody anywhere. You know, we'll do a three-way call, we'll do a Zoom, we'll come do your podcast. Saturday, I'm going to be at Southern Regional working with the women of Clayton County doing a meeting. Miriam and I, as two of the three amigos, we have another business partner, Carlton Dewberry, and we work together everywhere all the time. There's always some eating involved before or after. One of our favorite passions about sharing this information is eating, you know, so we have fun with that as well. But we just want to put that challenge out there. Tanya, Miriam, James, we are available to help anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Absolutely. And if you want more information, I want to give you both of their phone numbers. I'm going to drop their emails in the notes as well, so you can email them directly. For Miriam, it's 770-873-4253. Again, it's 770-873-4253. If you want to reach out to James, it's 770-899-5132. 770-899-5132. Miriam and James, I thank you both for being here, just for shedding light, sharing your testimony, even how the two of you met, and just how those seeds that you just talked about can be so life-giving for someone else, especially when once you've planted the seed. And we do take the time to listen, because of course God does the watering, but just the impact that it can have from there. So I pray that it's impactful to even more women, and that we're able to keep spreading the word. And I'm looking forward to helping you get the word out there for sure. So thank you both so much. Any last words that either one of you want to say?
Yes, I want to say thank you, Tanya, for allowing us to come onto this platform and minister to the women that you are ministering to and loving on. So any opportunity to share this blessing is a blessing. And we literally have spent years just sharing this information with individuals, countless events. If I can help even one woman experience, have a better experience and her health improve, I am blessed.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you. She took the thunder. She took the words. We just in tune. I mean, almost word for word what I was going to say, Tanya. But I will say this. We have young girls as young as 8 years old, up to senior women up to 93 years old. And they're using the product for different things. And they're all happy and they all have wonderful testimonies.
I love it.
So thank you.
Absolutely. Ladies, remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins. You have the knowledge now. What are you going to do with
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonyadbenis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.